On the line is the mother of the victim, the mother of David Kassai, Katerina Politi. Good morning. Thank you for speaking with us.
Good morning, Neil.
How do you feel now? Is there a chance you can try to get on with life? Is this an important day for that reason?
It's an important day, but it'll never change our lives. Our lives have been devastated forever with this coward punch that took David's life, and it might get slightly a little bit easier, but we will be living with this for the rest of our lives, not having David.
I imagine the police and the prosecutors warned you that the sentence mightn't be what you hoped. What was your reaction to it? Minimum of 6 years?
Knowing the history of what's been handed down in courts, I wasn't surprised. I am disappointed, but wasn't surprised. Considering the seriousness, it just wasn't one punch. He chased David down, trying to punch at him, wrestled him to the ground. The affray charge, it just isn't enough, and that's why we do need the minimum sentences that the government's now introduced, and hopefully those type of sentences begin to punish people and to send a message that this is not acceptable.
Well, under the new, I've got the new law in front of me, there would have been a minimum of 10 years without good reason. I mean, it's not mandatory, but there would have been, for this sort of assault, a minimum of 10 years. Would that have been adequate, do you think?
That would have been coming close. Knowing that, yes, there's a maximum of 20 years and no one ever gets a maximum, that will start to punish. The amount of years will never be enough, but that will begin to punish them and send a message to the community to say, you act like this, you take people's lives, that you'll be away for a minimum of 10 years. And I think if the judges sentenced like that for a number of years and with the messaging, the police, a combination of a lot of contributing factors, I think we can turn it around. But we need stronger sentencing.
The deterrent effect is part of it, as you say, but also an important part of sentencing people overlook is to give some sense of justice and some sense of revenge, if you like, to the family of the victim. Do you feel that you've been failed there? Do you have that need for a sense of revenge?
I'm not looking for revenge. I just want justice.
Yeah.
I don't want this person to eat me up alive as well. He's taking my son. I don't want him to take any more energy from my body that I've already expelled on dealing with David's death. I just want justice, and I don't think anyone in the system ever gets any justice. And these laws aren't in concrete. They can be changed. And sometimes it's a toss of the roll of the dice or the toss of the coin, which judge you get. We could have gotten a lesser sentence. We could have gotten a higher sentence, I'm sure. But the fact that it's a personal choice or opinion or judgment by the judge sometimes just doesn't add up, and why they make those choices and have those numbers, really we don't ever and we'll never understand them.
Well, some people in your position, and I was talking to a couple only recently about exactly this, who'd lost their son, some people in your position then say they will dedicate their lives to changing the system, to campaigning or crusading around these issues. Do you intend to do that, or do you want to try to get back to as much of a normal life as you can?
Part of this will be, and my life will be, the messaging that hopefully within a few years, the messaging that we're trying to send does sink in, and hopefully, you know, I will be able to remember my beautiful son, do the work that we have to do, but I hope within 5 to 10 years we see a significant turnaround with the angry attitude that the community have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're all worried about these, you know, external influences in, you know, endangering Australia at the moment with, you know, what we're dealing with. But us Australians are doing a pretty good job in destroying each other. We don't need other influences. So a lot has to be done. Get that angry attitude away out of people, the alcohol consumption. The judges can't do it on their own. The laws can't do it on their own. The police can't do it on their own. We all have to work together. The media, people like you, we need your support to send that message, and hopefully we can see a turnaround in a reasonably short amount of time.
Well, I assure you you'll have that support. You make a very interesting point, though. This, when we see something like this, it isn't political terrorism, but it's a form of sort of urban terrorism, isn't it, for people to get so angry and violent and drunk and aggressive.
That's right. It's a cancer, and we need to stop that cancer from growing. And it's the education from a young age. You know, David would get drunk, but he would never go out and hurt anyone. You know, there's a lot of young kids and adults that do that. They don't hurt anyone. What is it that triggers this anger? And but I feel that Dylan Kloster was out that night with his friends to cause trouble. And he certainly destroyed David's life, and he's destroyed our life.
I thank you for speaking to us. If we can help along the track, please give me a call.
Thanks, Neil.
Bye-bye. Katerina Politi, the mother of David Kassai, killed 2012 New Year's Eve, Rye.